And now this is a dictation for Randall, R-A-N-D-A-L-L, Ross, R-O-S-S, January 1655. Address as a letter to Dr. Ferguson, F-E-R-G-U-S-O-N, 6680423. Dear Dr. Ferguson, a follow-up for Mr. Ross. With chronic kidney disease, right-sided nephrectomy, underlying hypertension, coronary artery disease, diabetic nephropathy. Last visit in July. He developed coronavirus. He has received booster. Symptoms lasted for a few days. Many family members, wife, daughter, grandkids were affected. It was relatively mild for him, did not require hospital admission or oxygen. It was mostly upper respiratory symptoms, minor sore throat. He never lost the sense of taste or smell, no vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, blood melena, denies any persistent cough or difficulty breathing, no chest pain palpitations, no orthopnea PND. Review system is negative. Next paragraph, medication list review. Besides diabetes, cholesterol, I want to highlight the only blood pressure medicine will be beta blocker metoprolol. Next paragraph, weight 292, blood pressure 144.79. He's able to speak in full sentences, no respiratory distress, alert oriented and free, normal speech. Next paragraph, chemistry from October, creatinine 1.67, previously 1.7, that's stable. Present GFR 42, stage 3. Low sodium 134, he says this is chronic. Normal potassium, mild metabolic acidosis 21, normal albumin calcium liver testing. High triglyceride 351, low HDL 32, cholesterol less than 200, LDL 54, normal thyroid PSA. Normal phosphorus. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD, stage 3 without progression or symptoms. Next number, right-sided nephrectomy for a benign condition. Next number, hypertension, appears to be fair control. Continue saying metoprolol for the time being. Next number, coronary artery disease with prior stenting and bypass. Next number, diabetes, probably diabetic nephropathy. Next number, obesity. Next number, recent coronavirus infection without respiratory abnormalities. Next number, chronic low sodium concentration with hypertension, minor, chronic over time. I don't believe this is a sodium problem. This is probably more the water. But patient at the same time is not overdoing on the salt. He understands too much salt causes hypertension. And he already has coronary artery disease. Next paragraph, we will continue to monitor over time. Come back in 6 months. End of dictation.